obviously people were concerned about toxicity. They were concerned about serious hemorrhage, et cetera. And the mortality rate was about 2% on the bevacizumab arm and less than 1% on the arm without the VEGF, anti-VEGF agent. And those are really good for any cooperative group in any study. Those are very good numbers. So looking at really serious toxicity in that arm, and it was only modestly more in the bevacizumab than in the carboplatin paclitaxel arm. And when they looked at hemorrhage, serious hemorrhage, it was in the 4 to 5% range, which was probably lower than most people saw. So yes, there was more toxicity on the bevacizumab arm, but it appeared to be manageable. And there was a highly significant difference in survival. Curiously, when they looked at subset analysis, which people can never resist doing, there was not a survival advantage in this single trial for women. You know, maybe that's just a subset analysis, but it was curious.
Is there any biologic explanation for that?
I don't really think there is, especially since they presented evidence in breast cancer of benefit. So we certainly are learning some differences between men and women smokers and non-smokers about lung cancer, but it's not clear.
Is it possible that the reason you didn't see the survival benefit in women was the downstream treatment, that maybe they responded better to whatever, TK inhibitors or something after that?
You know, all of this is possible, but my guess is it's more likely to be subset analysis.
In other words, statistics.
Well, the luck of the draw. Now, it's my understanding that there is a study going on in Europe of gemcitabine cisplatin plus or minus bevacizumab. So it'll be real interesting to see, number one, whether there's a survival advantage for the bevacizumab arm there and whether there's a gender difference. If there isn't a gender difference in that and if there is a survival advantage, my guess is the whole gender thing may go away.
Getting back to the hemoptysis, the hemorrhage, what's your take on the mechanism of this? People have talked about it as possibly a manifestation of rapid tumor response or of tumor response. Is that your take?
Yeah, that's my take. That with, again, some hemorrhagic problems, that is a high percentage. In my own experience, it's not a 1% phenomenon to see fatal hemoptysis in this disease. So it is more, and one has to understand that as such, but people have speculated that, gosh, maybe they ought to be giving it in squamous cell, because if the only thing that's protecting you against the hemoptysis is your tumor, that doesn't sound so good. My guess is that there may be some other mechanistic reasons that we don't quite understand at this time.